Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All series are various the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Milan to pay a visit to Porta Venezia, a neighbourhood where restaurants are opening at a steady clip and the cuisine you'll find on the menu is not always Italian. Monocle's Milan correspondent Ivan Cavallio reports.
After Milan hosted the World's Fair in 2015, where the theme was food, the city's dining scene, not surprisingly, underwent a renaissance. Restaurants began opening, many catering to adventurous palates. One area at the food forefront has been the Porta Venezia district, where much of the activity is concentrated on a few streets. I head to Via Panfilo Castaldi to meet Lorenzo Viola, co-owner of wine bar Bicerini.
So Lorenzo, tell me a bit about this street and what makes it so special for restaurants.
Porta Venezia area is a very, very live area, in particular for the nightlife. But I have to say that Panfilo Castaldi street, even during the day, is really, really very busy. It's an area where fashion and offices, a lot of lawyers work, and they all get together, usually in the evening for an aperitivo. But I must say that also for lunchtime, it's very, very, very busy. Bicerini Milano opened 2 years and a half ago, and at the beginning we were open until midnight, but only at the evening. We are a wine bar and wine bistro focused on very small production of wine. And now, a week ago, we have decided to open at lunchtime. It's actually our brand new things, because at the beginning we were open only in the evening at nighttime. The reason why we decided to go for the opening at lunchtime is because many of our clients, they work around in the area. As I said, it's full of lawyers and fashion stylists, and they ask us to open also at lunchtime, and we decided to go for it, and it's actually very, very successful.
Well, let's go in and see what you
have
on the menu.
Together. Yeah, absolutely. Welcome in Bicerini Milano.
Lorenzo and I head into Bicerini. We sit in front of the cozy fireplace, and he tells me more about the neighborhood.
There is an incredible mixture of energies, and this kind of energies you can also taste in the different food in the places around. It's like if I can compare it, Porta Venezia district is more like Brick Lane in London or Mid Parking District area in New York. It's really, really amazing.
So Lorenzo, when you want to go out and eat, where do you go around here in this area?
It's difficult because the choice is very big. Let's say that if I don't stay at Bicerini for lunch, many times I love a very tiny place at the beginning of Panfilo Castaldi where they do Lebanese food. It's focused mostly on falafel, but they have a lot of type of hummus, and it's really, really delicious. It looks like being in Beirut. Or there is another amazing restaurant. Is a Chinese place, Longfon. It's probably one of the first Chinese places of Milan, at least that's what I heard, owned by a Chinese family for many generations, and it's really, really, really delicious.
A few doors down from Bicerini, I pop into Swedish bistro Björk to see owner Juliana Rosett.
We chose to be in the Porta Venezia district because we were looking at the place where our restaurants offering a different kind of kitchen were already. And we thought it was a good idea to place our Björk Swedish brasserie in Panfilo Castaldi. And also we have many proposals of Japanese, of Korean, of Eritrean, of also North Italian kitchen.
So it's really a melting pot. You have all these cuisines really in one street.
When we came in 2015, it was very different, but many other restaurants joined us. And that was really very good for us.
So you know, have a sort of cluster effect. I mean, people now for ethnic cuisine, they look at this area first.
Absolutely.
I then head past Porta Venezia, the former site of the old city gates that faced east. My next stop is less than 10 minutes away on foot, but food-wise, it's another continent, also east. I meet Ippolite Vautrin, co-owner of Campai, which opened this January.
with my two partners, we choose this area because we live here and we love this area. It increased a lot in the last 10 years. Before it was more quiet. Now all the new restaurants want to come here. It's becoming the foodies part of Milan and also the night part, nice night part.
So talk about this concept. Obviously, Kanpai, I'm guessing that your restaurant is dealing with Japanese food?
Absolutely. It's inspired by the izakayas restaurants in Japan, who are these traditional little structures where you eat and you drink simple dishes, but well done. And you drink sake, you drink whiskeys, shochu, all the spirits and the liquor. And usually you share your dishes. It's little dishes to share. And we want to do that here. It's what we work for. And it's all about conviviality and sharing and drinking well. So that's our cocktail barman, who is a part of our drink selection. He draws for us drinks twist on classics with Japanese ingredients and pre-invention with Japanese ingredients. So it's the drinks with Japan. Then after, we've got a huge selection of whiskeys, shochu, awamori, umeshu, more than 60 etiquettes.
So in terms of the cocktails, what are some of the favorites that you have right now on the menu that people are drinking?
Daikon Tree, it's fantastic because it's a gin, mastia roots liqueur, yuzu cordial, and daikon. Daikon is usually, you eat it in Japan, but here you drink it, and you're drinking it.
Yes, I'm about to try some now, so let me have a taste. That was very fresh.
Really?
Very fresh, very light. All right, so Hippolyte, I see that our dishes arrived. So what are we trying here now?
That is shimesaba, who is marinated mackerel with rice vinegar. Very simple. Just a topping of lime and wasabi, fresh wasabi.
Of course, can't
Absolutely. Try
it without the wasabi. All right. And then we have this as well. What is this?
Yeah,
surprise?
That's a karage. It's a typical fried chicken, but we've done it in a very light way. Like light, it's fried, but it's very light.
All right, I'm gonna jump in here and try one.
Ginger, also in this one, lime. Should be fantastic. Very juicy.
Lovely.
Following after Kanpai, Votrine says the area will soon see a fancy French patisserie open. More evidence that Epicureans will be kept busy in this neighborhood. For Monocle, in Milan's Porta Venezia, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
This has been episode number 73 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.